Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF. It's the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We're speaking to Dan Johnson, the Hillsboro Hawks. Unfortunately, taking a loss here in the Gene Steigors championship game, but it was one heck of a ride, Coach. I know you guys lost 57-54, but let's start off with talking about the final 8 seconds there. Lampkins gets an open look from straight away. Ball sort of kind of peeked in, kind of came out, and then there was a foul on the floor on the rebound, which Brewer did an excellent job of getting rebounds here tonight. With only 5 team fouls for Eureka, that gives you guys a great chance to tie it up with a 3. Brewer, a contested 3, just came up short. And then Moore, I know he threw it up after the buzzer. But, man, I mean, you got the sense, maybe not early on, but once we got sort of towards the midway point of the third quarter, you got the sense that this game was going to finish close, and it certainly did.
Yeah, it was a battle. Battle between what I feel like two pretty good teams. Obviously, we came up one possession short there, but man, it just seemed like we were stuck on 50 for so long.
Oh, I know.
And we were getting decent looks, maybe a turnover here or there, or whatever, or a crazy bounce of the ball. You know, guys slipping and end up with jump balls and that kind of stuff, losing possessions. But we just never could get a lead. We kept talking about that. Talked about it in the locker room. We got to find a way to get a lead, and we cut it to 1 on a couple occasions. I think Ben got a clean look one time. We were down 2. He got a good look from 3 that kind of could have gone down and give us a lead. But we were just playing from behind all night. Started early in a hole, but we battled and battled and battled. Guys made plays. Credit to Eureka. They made one more than we did. Right. Kid made 2 big free throws down there at the end. We ran out of timeouts, and then we ran out of time.
It would be easy to get overwhelmed down 18-8 at the end of 1 when you're seeing Avery Taggart score at will and then Matt Edwards hitting corner threes in the first and second quarter. It'd be easy for you guys to get overwhelmed, get beat down, and feel like they have no chance of winning a ball game against a very, very strong Eureka team. But you've been through it with, the last few teams and this year's team, and a lot of these players this year been through the grind of getting to the postseason, getting to the state sectionals. Guys understand that they're never truly out of it as long as you have Ben Lampkins, Mark Moore, and Michael Brewer on the court. Did you get a sense that the guys were never beaten down despite going down early by 10 in the first?
Yeah, I never, I was never in any kind of panic mode or whatever. Obviously, you don't want to be down 10 to a team that's got a player like Taggart, but we talked about it at halftime. I think we were down 8, and then we thought there might be a chance that they'd try to pull it out, maybe try to make us come out and play some man or come out pressure, do something we didn't really want to do, and then take advantage of us. But we stuck to our guns. The guys, they stuck to the plan, and we were able to – they missed a few shots. We were able to force a few turnovers. And like I said, we end up coming up one play short. But, you got the Taggart kid there where you can't really guard him with just one guy. He's right. Obviously too big, too fast, shoots it too well. He's just too talented. And, if you give him any space, he's gonna make a 3 right in your face. So I thought our guys did good. We had a guy chasing him all night long. We'd send a second guy at him. And you have to kind of give up something if you're going to try to take it out of his hands. And they made enough shots with their other guys, a couple corner threes and stuff from number 2 and number 24. And that was enough to keep them a lead, for all the whole night.
Let's see. Your record now 2-2 after the loss here, Coach. You and I were talking before we started this interview here. You got 3 more games next week. I think you said St. Genevieve, North County, and then Jefferson in the JCAA shootout next Saturday. Is that did I remember that correctly?
Yeah. Okay. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday next week. St. Jen, North County, and Jefferson. 3 tough games, starting with St. Jen on the road. It's always a really tough place to play. So not a real long turnaround time after you play Friday, Saturday to try to get a little rest and then also try to get ready for a good St. Jen team that I believe they only got 1 loss at the moment and just beat a good Saxony team. So we'll have to go to work on them, I guess, tomorrow. But couldn't be prouder of our guys. We never quit. We battled all the way till the end, and what I told them was our first game was at Park Hills on November 27th, and here we are, 11, 12 days later, And I think we are just leaps and bounds better, you know, on December 8th than we were on the 27th. And, you know, that's the goal. And hopefully we can continue that into this coming week and then, you know, throughout the season.
Well, Coach, I know, you know, you want to win the Steigorse tournament every year, especially when Hillsboro's the host. But I feel like, you know, sometimes in these type of tournaments, you can feel like the world's kind of crashing down on you when you lose a tight game like this one. But can you kind of give us an idea as to what the message is over the next week as you do face those three tough opponents that you talked about?
Well, we've got good character kids. We got winners on our team, and you know, they're not gonna let, you know, losing one game by one possession, you know, turn into, you know, affecting what we do in our next game in a negative way. That's for sure. We got too good a leadership and kids that that understand the game, and they got good character. You know, we knew whenever Eureka got in this tournament, you know, last year, whenever Francis Howe got out after it was over and Eureka was coming in, this is a team that won 18 basketball games last year with a Division I player coming back that plays in a super tough conference, you know. So we knew what they would be about coming in. We just didn't know when or if we'd get to play them. Turns out we got them on championship night, and they beat us.
I hear coaches all the time say there's no good loss, but I feel like this could be one.
Well, losing sucks. I mean,
well, yeah.
don't get me wrong. Like,
no one's like, yay, we lost.
Right. Losing is a hurt that's kind of inexplainable. You know, for whatever reason, losing hurts a lot worse than winning feels good. You know, for whatever reason. But, you know, these guys are hurt. They wanted to win this thing in front of, you know, we had a big packed crowd here, had a big fan section, a lot of Hillsboro community people out here. A lot of people went to the Christmas parade and then came over to the ball game. And, you know, they wanted to see us win it for a third time in a row and all that kind of stuff. So they're hurt, but and they're disappointed. But like I said, they know the deal. They know it's December 8th, and, you know, we do have tomorrow. So we'll get better tomorrow, and we'll take it to St. Jim.
All right, one final thing, Coach, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. I mean, Michael Brewer, he's just phenomenal on the boards. There was a point in the second half where he got an offensive rebound, missed a shot, got his own rebound, put it back, drew the foul, got it to go. Just relentless on the boards and just a guy that continues to wow every single game.
Yeah, Michael's just a different kind of guy. He's a stud, and we sure are glad he's on our side. That's for sure.
Well, hopefully he enjoys that free appetizer from Applebee's in Farmington. He's got to the end of May to use it.
So I know Mike; he'll enjoy it.
All right, Coach Johnson, appreciate all your help for this tournament, and we'll definitely see you down the line. JCAA Shootout, we'll be there for it.
Hey, thanks for the great coverage. You guys were awesome all week long. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That is Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks.